You're listening to Freedom Train.
FreedomTrainOnline.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to FreedomTrainOnline.com. This is the round table with your host, Mr. Q Storm. How are you, sir?
Doing good, Mike. I finally went Skype, so I hope I sound clear this time. Yes, got my wireless headset working.
Yeah, and of course, my name is Michael Dean. And we're here today. We got one big thing to talk about. I don't know if it's a big thing, but it's something I just saw. We both just saw online. This thing is kind of hitting the news here. We want to talk about the princess, My Princess Boys. This is a book out. Excuse me. And you know what? I'm gonna look this book up because I want to make sure I get the right information. But it's basically this an African American woman. Not a single mother, I thought it was at first, but she has a book out, and looks like it's a kid's book. I want to say her name is Sherilyn Cleo Davis, is the author, and she wrote this book because her son likes to dress up he likes to wear a dress. He wants to be a princess, or he likes the whole princess thing, and anyway, what started this thing off is that I saw this clip from the Today Show. And is that Katie Couric? No, it's not.
Today Show is Meredith Vieira.
Okay. So she's doing it's like a 9-minute interview with this lady. And it's about the book and her son. And wow, this is interesting. It says they are from Seattle.
Wow.
Wow, is right. Listen. Before we get there, let me be clear here. I have respect for everybody, and so I'm not. Yeah, they have a website, which is pretty incredible here. Not there's no disrespect intended, but I am a man. I'm 41 years old. I'm a father of two, a boy and a girl, and the Q Storm, he is also a father, and he has a son. How old is your son?
Yes, sir. He's 4 years old.
He's four. My son is three. So I'm probably a little more, I mean, I think that's why, I'm really like, I saw this, and I was like, let me look at this for a minute. Wait a minute. I'm confused a little bit. I don't understand. And it's interesting to note, and we're going to get into it, but it's interesting to note that the father is not really seen. And me being a father and a man, I was just rather curious. My first thing is, where did dad get? Because I just see the mom and the child up there. And like I said, my first instinct was to say, this is the single mom. Where's the man influence? But anyway, I was slightly wrong because his dad is very much there. It's just interesting that he's not a part of the conversation, of the long dialogue, because I'm curious what he, I'd have some questions. But anyway, I'm not going to hog this thing up. They have the young boy on TV, nationwide TV. He has, what is he wearing? Like a tutu dress, basically.
I mean, just say he wears a dress.
He's wearing a dress. It's pink.
You don't have to go much further.
Yeah, pink dress, real frilly type of dress. And, talking about the book, and the lady who's interviewing asks him, can you twirl for me? And he's doing, it looked like he got some lip gloss on or something. I don't know. I have nothing in my first, let me get my ignorance out of the way first. I was confused because I was like, the first thing I started thinking was like, are they trying to say he's gay and it's okay to accept that and stuff? And it is. I don't have anything, nothing to do with that. Here's my issue, and I'm going to shut up. I just thought that, do we really want to have a 5-year-old kid on TV? Is he really choosing to do this? And even if he is choosing to do this, is it really in his best interest as a young kid to be exposed and to brought forth on nationwide TV like that? Like, maybe as a parent, I don't think, even if I would have wrote the book, I don't think I would necessarily have my son up there to reinforce the principles behind the book so I can sell more books. Can you just talk about the book without dragging him up there? I just thought that was a little much. And then lastly, I would just say this on a racial level. I was just a little bit like, man, they had to be black folks, like, really? And again, I ain't got nothing against. I'm just saying, on a man level, young boy, can they let him get a chance to get out the gate first? And like, it's not, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Q Storm, what's your take, man?
Well, just literally just found out about this, what, a half hour ago when you posted it on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And initially, I was thinking, you know, this can't be that big a deal. It's just a kid who maybe wanted to dress up as a princess for Halloween. It was a done deal. Fine. And when you started telling me more about it and I just started looking at it, I was like, oh, this is kind of strange because the kid was wearing the dress at the dinner table and at school. And I'm thinking, well, this is kind of strange. Then I started listening to the interview more closely. And I said to myself, well, you know, the kid kind of wants to do it. Because initially I thought it was the parents forcing it on him or trying to make him feel more comfortable or, I don't know, trying to make him not – they were trying not to play into gender roles because – more and more today, you see parents not assigning gender roles like the blue is for boy, pink is for girls, that type of thing. So I thought maybe that's what they were doing. But then, like you said, when they got to the Today Show interview and Meredith Vieira says, oh, can you twirl for us? I was like, come on. And then they had some expert, quote unquote expert, talking about this is such a wonderful thing. And again, you know, Mike, we need to tread lightly here because anything we say could be misinterpreted. But I'm going to say for the record, I have no issue with people's lifestyles. If you are homosexual, transgender, lesbian, gay, whatever, LGBT, I think that's what it's called. I have nothing against that. I don't have a problem with it. I've actually declined going to certain churches because they preach that homosexual is going to go to hell. However, I will say for the record, I don't understand it, okay? But it's not my place to understand. If that's how you want to live your life, what you want to do in your bedroom has nothing to do with me, okay? But I don't understand the need to confuse a five-year-old child in regards to sexual or gender roles. I think a five-year-old child is still, this is what Judge Judy always says, a five-year-old is still cooking. They're not finished cooking yet, okay? So to even be discussing these types of things with a child, you need to tell a five-year-old child, well, no, you need to wear pants. You're a five-year-old boy. You need to tell a five-year-old boy, you should be wearing pants, Jason. You should be wearing shirts. You really shouldn't be wearing dresses right now. You know, I mean,
yeah, kids, go ahead.
Kids need some sort of guidelines. And then when they get of a certain age, like my son, 4 years old, if he turns 18 or 17 or 16 and he exhibits that type of tendency, okay, I'm going to love my child no matter what. But at 5 years old, a child needs direction. He needs some sort of guidelines. And then once he matures, then he can make his own decisions. But that's how I feel about it. At five, you should not, I wouldn't encourage this at 5 years old.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand the point that they're trying to make of acceptance. And, you know, you brought up the part of the footage where they show them at the dinner table and he's dressed up that way. I mean, if you're at home and you want to dress up, you know, okay. But out in the street, it's just like my daughter. Like, she wanted, it's a time when she was really, really into the princess thing. And she had a few dress type, you know, the Cinderella dress and all that. But I let her wear it out on the street, person. I mean, it's like there's a time and place for everything. Like, yeah, you want to play at home and wear it at home? That's fine, whatever. But okay, now we're going out into society and we're going to the store, or, you know, there's just a time and place for everything. And you got to learn that. And I can understand we might want to be free and all that. And I get it. But I don't know. I just, and you know, I can't judge another person how they want to raise their kid. That's their business. And it looked like a great family. It looked like, you know, like they're doing very well. But I was just like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if, well, for me, my kid, I wouldn't have him on TV, you know, nationwide TV, twirling. Like the twirl, really? I don't think that, I mean, what part of the book was that? You know what I'm saying? To me, that was real funny style. I don't care how. I was just like, and then they did it again at the end. I'm like, well, come on, man. You know how that's going to play out. You know what I mean? How it just comes across. It just doesn't look, you know, it's like common sense. Like, you can do everything you want, but I don't mean you necessarily have to. And again, I'm also laying on my own, I don't know if you want to prejudice or, you know, bias. Again, as being a black person, I was just like, as black men, you can say we do or do not have all these different types of stuff against us. In some degree, there is, that's how I feel. And you just don't really need to start it from the gate, you know, I guess cross-dressing. I don't know, what is that? You hear that? Let me say, I'm looking at the website. It's a great website. They're really doing their thing. They really are from Seattle. Because I'm not going to say where it says, because I want you to go to the website and get that great, great information. But they're going to do a book signing at one of the top bookstores here in town on the 15th. And I'm tempted to just check it out. I want to ask the lady, like, would you, you know, clarify this for it. It's just a trip, man. And I'm pretty sure they're probably going to hear this. And again, let me just be clear. We're not trying to disrespect or anything. We're parents too. So we're coming.
You know what?
You know what I mean? We're coming from that place of love, just trying to understand. So anyway, go ahead.
They're doing a book signing today, not that far from here.
Interesting.
In Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Wow.
That's about an hour from here.
Is that over already? It says 4:00.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long the signing is, but...
Right.
Wow.
They're getting around, man. They're selling books, man.
And see, okay, let me just throw two more cents in. I guess my question would be, why does the child want to wear dresses? The natural thing for... I think anyone would think is the child gay? And I don't think that's it, because at 5 years old, a child shouldn't even be asking questions about sex, I don't think, or sexuality. So that would be my question. Why does the child want to wear dresses as opposed to, what makes a boy decide that he wants to wear dresses when he sees his peers wearing shirts and pants? And the other thing I would want to question is this publicity for the book? Are they putting this child through this so that they can sell some books? I hate to think that that's the case, but
yeah, I kind of think it is. I mean, I look on the website and he's not on the website as far as I can tell. Like, I'm
on the website right
now.
Oh,
no, he is. I'm sorry. Yeah.
On the homepage, he is. But then the other thing is, why? Let's put the gay thing aside for a second. I'm going to assume that has nothing to do with it because he's 5 years old.
I would agree.
So if that's the case, why is it called My Princess Boy? Why did it have to be a princess boy? Why couldn't it just be My Different Boy, or I don't know, my interesting boy? You know what I'm saying? My unique boy.
Yeah, I guess it play in on the whole thing. He wants to be a princess. I imagine that title wouldn't work best on the book as well. So. And I mean, like I say, it's selling books, man.
Yeah, but okay. Remember let's go back in time.
How far back are we going? Way back.
When we did the podcast, it's probably our most electrifying podcast thus far, where we talked about the guy who wanted to sue the basketball player, the NBA player.
Right. The one you supported.
There we go. There you go with that bull. I did not support it. Anyway, fully, I did not support it. Cool. But you said that the guy was going to be known for being an idiot if he went through with the lawsuit. So I apply that here. Why have this child going through all this national attention so that if it's just a phase, when he turns 15, 16, everybody's going to be pointing at him, talking about, you was the dude that was wearing dresses as a five-year-old. And how do you think that's going to play out with him psychologically?
That is a very good question. That's something I think about. I'm sure they've thought about that, too. I don't know. I just know how brutal how we were back in high school and, hell, elementary school. Ruthless. Like, and I don't know, maybe it's toned itself down. Well, now, you know, they could call things bullying and when you just the regular old ranking and stuff. Like, we used to really go in on cats. And wasn't nobody claiming no kind of cross-dressing or gayness back then because, again, you already had enough to deal with. So I don't know how they do it now. But I just, my own experiences, you know, and let me be clear. I went to Rainier Beach, you know, in the hood in Seattle. Like, I don't know how it is now, but back then, you wouldn't have made it through the school dorm on that type of stuff. But again, things are a lot different now. There's a lot more acceptance of stuff. Can you still hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. I don't know. Something happened where the sound just shut down. Check. Well, anyway, it's still going. But anyway, back then, it wasn't accepted like it is now. I mean, you know, openly homosexuality and stuff. It's more acceptable now. So, and I'm not saying he's gay, and he's probably not. But I'm just saying it plays into that type of, you know, let's be politically correct. You know, no acts, don't tell. You know, all that type of stuff. And again, I don't support that. But I'm just saying we live in a different time now. So it'd probably be supported, I think, more so. But again, I don't know, man. It's just, I wouldn't put my kid through that. That's all I'm saying.
You know, the thing is that, and I'm surprised that there isn't more, you know, backlash against this. But to me, it also smacks of, you know, one of the striking things that I saw in the YouTube clip was both the mother and the father. I think they said something like, well, why shouldn't we make him happy? And you know what? Sometimes kids don't need to be happy. They need to be told. You know, and I just have a problem with, you know, it's one thing to say, why can't my 18-year-old son be happy? Or why can't my teenager be happy? And then we can deal with that on somewhat of a rational level. Because at that age, you know, you expect your teenager, your tweenager, or your young adult to have some sort of guide as to what's right and wrong. And if they're going to stick to their guns and they've made a decision, you have to respect it. You like to think you can respect it because they are of a rational age. But a five-year-old, I'm not about trying to make my five-year-old happy all the time when I know something is not necessarily right, or, well, I don't want to say it's right or wrong, but I want to give my son guidance, and it's not about him being happy when he needs that guidance. Sometimes kids, and I believe this, I've read this, you know, being a new father when he was first born, sometimes kids will test you because they want those guidelines. They'll do something wrong just to make sure you're going to put them in check. So it's not about making your infant or your toddler happy. It's about teaching that child. I've never fallen for that. Oh, I want Timmy to be happy. He wants to eat 20 cookies in a day. Let him do it. If he wants to wear dresses, let him do it. I'm not going to tell him that, you know, he should be wearing boys' clothes. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with the whole, it has nothing to do with homophobia. Because if my son exhibits those tendencies and he turns out to be gay, I'm still going to love him. I'm not going to disown him or anything like that. But as a child, he's going to dress like a boy and look like a boy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm looking at the Facebook page that they have, and there's 6,300 some odd people that would disagree with us. And just I want to just read a few from the other side of the table. You know, obviously this is a big thing going here. So I'm not going to put people's name on blast, even though they put their own stuff on blast on online. One lady says, thanks for writing this book. It's more than just about a boy who likes pretty things. To me, it's for anybody who isn't comfortable in their own skin. Sometimes the best lessons are in the simplest forms. This is a beautiful book that builds confidence. I don't have any children. This was for myself, a 24-year-old female. I wish there were more people who were more accepting. My New Year's resolution was to be more accepting of myself.
Hey, Mike, let me just, where is this? I want to go to this page.
They have a Facebook fan page. Just look up My Princess Boy. Let's see, find another one here. I have a 7-year-old little boy who loves to play with girl toys. We have no problem with it at all since we have 4 boys. It's kind of nice to have someone to play Barbies with. While he doesn't wear girl clothing, if he wanted to, I would have no problem with it. It's just clothes. Last one. Mom did the right thing letting him dress up now, because if he was discovering this when he is older, he will get so much more shit from people and everyone with negative comments. Go get a life and get over your negative views, because society is changing. And pretty soon, you losers with the negative attitudes will be the ones everyone's laughing at. Go, Dyson! So, you know, again, I understand the point of it, and I agree with that point in theory. I'm just speaking as a man, as a father, from my own personal situation. I wouldn't have my son on Front Street for the movement. That's all I'm saying. I let him make the decision as a adult can make a decision of rationalness and understand the causes and effects of their actions. I would let him make that decision when he's able to make that decision, not because I'm the one going to make the decision to put him on Front Street to lead this situation and to help sell this book. I wouldn't personally do it like that, but I, like I said before, I understand and agree with it in theory in terms of what they're talking about. I just wouldn't have my son tootling or twirling on nationwide TV unless he was 18 and decided that's what he wanted to do. So
I have to say I am shocked at how no one is questioning if this is healthy for the child. My blood's starting to boil now. I just wonder if these are people who are trying to
there's a few on here that actually said some things, and you'll see they're the ones usually with the comments.
Yeah, I just wonder if these are people who are trying so hard to look like they are progressive and liberal, and you know everything's okay. It's parents. I'll say it, and you can send me the mail. Parents don't want to be parents anymore. Parents don't want to put their foot down when they have to. And I'm not saying that's the impression I get. I'm not saying this mother's that way, but give me a break.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a couple people that are actually going in on here, you know. I'll read one just to give different sides.
What's the name? Oh, you don't want to put
them? I don't want to put them out there like that, because, you know, people get crazy. Okay, here's my thing. I'm sitting here at work, and as I'm reading this, I'm wondering what was going through your head to let your son get into this. I'm a mother of 3, and I freak out at the sight of my son even playing in my shoes. Now, I understand every mom wants their child to be happy in whatever they do. But coming from a real black family and the way boys were raised in my family, they were taught to be a man, dressed like a man. So I'm saying this is wrong. This is also confusing me because people is saying you're going to make him gay by doing this. If so, let him dress like a man. No child should be making decisions at his age. Regardless if I read the book or not, this is not right. The first response, which was actually 3 hours ago, you such and such, you're a bigot, period, the end. So, I mean.
See, there you go. She's a bigot, and I don't know what she, I can only imagine that the person is saying that.
Uh-oh. Yo, Mike.
Argument. Yes.
You cut out there for a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. That woman, I think it was a woman, she did say some things that kind of made her position a little difficult because she says she freaks out when her son plays in her shoes. Okay. I don't know if freaking out is the appropriate response. I wouldn't freak out. I might talk to my son. But the person who called that woman a bigot, what is she bigoted about? I can only assume it's because that person assumes that this woman is homophobic for feeling this way. So what is she a bigot about?
Oh, and you know what? That you're a bigot comment, and it was left 3 hours ago to as I'm reading this, but actually that is comment number 20 of a whole bunch of other ones in front of that.
I found the person.
Yeah, so you can see the first person left a comment. They said, in quotes, a real black family, quote, wow. I just discovered my princess boy and loved and support this mom for the way she is willing to stand up for her son, no matter what his preferences in life. And the conversation starts to get into that, you know, real black family. People are bringing that up. I find it interesting, a Caucasian brother says, well, then coming from a real black family, you should understand racism and homophobia more than anyone. So, I mean, so you kind of see where, how people want to play. And listen, when she says, I come from a real black family, man, you can question, well, what's a real black family? But I know what she's talking about. A traditional, I wouldn't say a real, I would have probably said from a more traditional, historically black situation. That, you know what I mean? Not to say it's right or wrong, but just from our experiences, that's not necessarily the way things are played out in terms of little boys wearing dresses. Not to say that that's right or wrong, but I think that's the context of what she was trying to bring into her experience of understanding the situation. So, I mean, you know.
Hey, Mike, can I just interrupt?
Go ahead,
real quick?
Man. Sure.
See, let's see.
We got to be so politically correct these days. You know what I mean?
I see why Buckstar hates liberals. Now, I'm looking at this one comment. I hate to say it, but this is typical. I'm imagining this woman is a straight-up liberal. She writes to the woman who we're keeping nameless. She says, you just said it's your view, and if we don't like it, don't comment on it. Well, newsflash, this page is for support of this family. If you don't like it, don't comment on it. Remove your sorry self from this page if you came on here just to make negative remarks. Oh, and I hope one of your kids turns out gay.
Wow.
Hopefully you'll find it in your heart to love them just the same. Unfortunately, by the looks of it, you probably won't. I feel sorry for your children. See, someone says that to me to my face, they get knocked out.
I feel sorry for your mother.
You are, and what happened to her?
Exactly.
You are setting a horrible example to them that it's okay to discriminate. This is not a gay issue. It is not a gay issue. It is an issue of setting proper guidelines for a child. That's what these, I'm not going to say anything negative, that's what these people are failing to see. Oh, God.
It's a touchy subject, man, and you know, I'm curious to hear other opinions on this. This is the first I heard of this, and just my initial reaction, I was kind of like, just like I said, really?
Now, here's a woman. She takes it too far. She says, encouraging mental illness isn't love or acceptance.
Wow.
And that's a little bit too far the other way. But, how have we come to this?
Hey, man, we all shall overcome and acceptance of everything. And, you know, let's work it out. This is... like I said, I'm with that. I'm all with it. I just think the kids don't have the kids. That's all. Leave the kids alone. That's the only thing, man. Leave the kids alone.
They're trying to make the, I'm looking at all these things, they're trying to make it an issue of being gay. And
because everybody got their own agendas, just like I have my own agenda about it too, right? And that's what I say, I'm not necessarily right. I'm just speaking in from my experience. But the bottom line is, lead them kids. Let them kids have a chance. They ain't ask for, I really don't think the kid wanted, I want to be the guy in front. I want to lead this. I just don't think a five-year-old boy is caring about that stuff really like that. It's, I don't even think it would have been, I mean, to him, it's not an issue to get dressed up. Got it. But I don't think it, and I don't think he was leading the charge. Mom, let me be the one to stand up and lead them and spearhead this movement. I just, he wanted to play with dolls. He doesn't want to spearhead movements, or he wants to play with toys.
Yeah, and, you know, let me, can I back up just for a second?
No, take it, it's yours. You got it.
I just want to say for the record that you made a comment. I'm not judging you either, okay? But in regards to the woman who said, I come from a real black family.
Yes, sir.
You know, that doesn't help either. I mean, because then you're kind of, I mean, by that logic, I didn't come from a real black family because we weren't hard and this and that. We weren't, I wasn't getting beat in the chest by my dad to make me a man every day.
Well, I did.
You know,
go get your switch. You ain't gonna be shit. No, I'm
I do recall. I was raised in a two parent home. So by today's standards, that's not a black family, is it?
Well, there you go.
You know, that's ridiculous. So I don't want to. I don't play into that either. To me, what makes a black family? A black family is people who share a particular pigment in their skin. They probably listen to more R&B than rock. And, you know, they probably grew up on Motown. I don't know. I don't know what a black family is. So I take issue with that as well. But.
What was the Cosby Show, man?
That was a black family.
I'm just joking. I hear what you say. You're absolutely right.
I mean, you listen to this family, and there's certain, I listen to where they talk. I probably talk the same way, but I listen to the way they talk, and it's very prim and proper and clipped. And
well, I wouldn't even say that. You know, again,
but there's still
they are a real black family.
Yeah,
and I give them much props. They seem very educated, and this sounds corny. He seems very educated and
articulate.
And articulate. But, I mean, they definitely look like, you know, they're doing very well for themselves, no matter what their race is. I'm just saying, they like they got their stuff together. I love that. This is what I'm trying to emulate. And I think the fact that they have this discussion and even wrote the book is fabulous. I just said again, I don't know, putting the child in front, and that would have been for any race. I don't think putting the child necessarily in the front of it was maybe the most great thing. But, you know, hey. I want the father, the man of the house, to be up there on the interview. I think they should stand together. At least that would help me understand and say, okay, they standing as united. This is what the man influence and the woman, they deciding that this is the way to go. That's just me, my own little personal gripe. I need to see him up on Front Street. He needs to be on Front Street, not the kid. If somebody's going to be on Front Street leading the family, the situation, then let the man be the guy to take all the blows. I don't putting the kid and the wife up there. Listen, bro, I'm not judging the brother. I'm just saying I don't understand.
Michael, quit dancing around it.
I don't want, but I don't want to
He went out like a punk, letting his wife and his son wearing a dress go on national TV. This is real radio, real talk. Okay.
Tell him that's. Well, so
you're
right.
Starting to dance around.
You're right.
When I say you're dancing around too much, you got problems. Okay.
You're right. I apologize, people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what they're talking about. I'm not going to let my wife and child go on national TV without me being there.
If anything, he should have just came out when they said the twirling. He said, hold on, wait a minute. Nope, we're not doing the twirling. Sorry, people. Now I'll go back over here and sit in the corner. We're just not doing the twirl. That's outrageous, man. I'm like Lionel Richie all day on outrageous.
Yeah, man. I will take any one of these people on. I just want to make it clear my position on this. A five-year-old, a young child needs to be told. He's not old enough to make his own decisions. It has nothing to do with his sexuality. He shouldn't even be being exposed to anything that could, you know, that has to do with sexuality. And it is not a gay issue. It is not an issue for homosexuals to say, well, you're being bigoted. No, we're being what we think is a good model of a parent. And again, once he becomes of an age where he can make decisions, and not even saying that that's 18, maybe it's four, if it's a responsible teenager, he can make responsible decisions, and I can trust that teenager. If he feels like then he might have an alternate lifestyle, fine. Then we can talk about it. But at five, no.
All right, and before we get out of here, let me just leave y'all with this. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what we got here.
See? And this is your twirly outfit, right? Can you show me the twirl? And I know
that sit your ass down.
Yes, and that's been a...
Wow.
That's when you tell, sit your ass down.
Yeah, well...
No, you shouldn't say that, because that would be a real black family talking like that, right?
Hopefully they can go on the Tavis Smiley show, and let's see if Tavis asks him to twirl.
You open the door. You ain't gonna close. Negro, are you kidding? You're not gonna close the door.
Oh, go ahead, man.
I'll say it. I was watching Tavis Smiley a few nights ago, and he was sucking up to the guests so big, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a problem with this. Or if he did, he wouldn't say anything.
Well, I don't know. I would assume that Tavis wouldn't have him twirl. That's all I'm saying. That the twirling was a little, historically to me, that's a little much. But that's my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right. People, let us know what you think. Go on the forums or go on to the comment section if you're on the main site. Give us your take on this. You don't have to agree with us. If you want to argue, just have a point. You know, don't just write, you suck, you know, the end or whatever. That's corny. And that would probably get you more clown than making a point. So, make a point about what you're trying to say. If you want to call me a homophobe and, you know, I'm bigoted, then make a point about it. Explain why I am that way or why you think I am on this issue. And we can talk, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate anybody. I love to debate, even if I'm wrong. Let me know. Let me be the one to take it. I'm all over the place. Anyway, Q Storm, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Great show. This is the first roundtable of 2011. As you see, we upgraded our game, and we're going to do bigger things this year. We've already been doing big things. We're going to do bigger things this year. So with that, you got any last words for us?
Oh no! I need to decompress. I'm gonna get my gear on for all the forum mail we're gonna get. But you know what? I tell you what, Mike.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, whether we get negative response or positive response, whatever. I would just love to see a response. That's what it's all about. Open forum, open debate.
There you go. Last question. I'll answer mine first. And somebody said, would you let your son do it? Dress up like that?
Would I let my son dress up in a tutu?
Yes.
I thought I was very clear on the subject. No.
Okay. I would be in the negative as well. Now, I have a daughter, and they have the toys that they play together. You know, my daughter just got the, I don't know what it's called, Stay Alive Baby or something. You feed her, and she poops and all that type of stuff. My son wants to play with that. I don't have any problem with that because it's an interesting toy. And, you know, I have any problem with that. He doesn't go in the store stopping in the doll section and want to pull them off the shelf. But his toys around, he's going to play with it. Now, would I let him dress up? No. I would be like, no, you're not wearing that. End of discussion.
And Mike, let me just say this. This is an actual story or actually happened. Each year at my son's daycare, we get to choose. We can you know, sign up what we want him to be involved with for the extracurricular activities. And one of the activities was dance. And I approached a woman. I said, you know, what type of dance are we talking about? And she said, well, you know, we would do, I think she said like tap, line dancing, and some ballet. And I asked her, I said, well, do you feel, now she's an educator, okay? So I take her at her word. Do you feel that boys being in ballet at this age, is it good for them or is it healthy for them? She said, oh, yeah, they love it. You know, if nothing else, it gives them exercise. It gives them coordination. And I was like, okay, I'm with it. Fine, no problem. I got no problem with that. Because now he wouldn't be wearing, you know, the skin-tight ballet outfit because it just wouldn't be practical. But I had no problem with that. We didn't do it because he wanted to do karate instead. I'm not going to say I didn't sigh, do a little sigh of relief. But I was all for it. I asked him, son, do you want to do this or do you want to do this? And he chose karate, but I was all in for him doing the dance. I thought it would have been cool, give him a little bit of culture. But that's a different thing from getting dressed up in a tutu or a princess dress. So I just put that out there to say that I am not discriminatory.
And there's a time and place for everything. I mean, you know, wearing that dance outfit out in the street, it's a different thing than being at the dance studio or performing. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, just like this, they having them wear it wherever. Right. He's gonna go to work dressed like that?
What if he wants to wear camisole? Is that cool?
Lord. Well, all right. We're gonna wrap it up.
The mankini's next.
Yeah, wow. Well, you know, my guy wears that type of stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, but he's 52.
Yeah, and he's balling, so you can do what you want to do. But anyway, thank you for listening. Please let us know what you think. We'll see you next time.